Macmillan Audio presents Accomplished, a Georgie Darcy novel. Written by Amanda Quain. Read for you by Diva Marie Gregory. Chapter 1. My big brother, Fitzwilliam Darcy, could suck it. I mean, seriously. He'd already spent the last 4 months being whatever the brother equivalent of a helicopter parent was, but this truly took things to a whole new level. He didn't even pretend this little Saturday visit was because he missed me, his one and only sister. It was explicitly to check in on me, to make sure I had plans to do my homework and go to class, and not illegally deal Adderall to my fellow high schoolers. Which, sure, is what happened last year, but I wasn't about to do it again. As I stepped out of my dorm at Pemberley Academy and into the bracing central New York air, I shivered and pulled my pea coat closer to my chest. September was such a crapshoot up here. It could be 75 degrees and perfect, or it could be down in the 30s just to mess with all the new kids whose parents shipped them up from Florida for the best education on the East Coast. I'd grown up out here, knew how to deal with the cold, but freezing September days still always felt like a betrayal. At least I wouldn't be exposed to the elements for long. Fitz's car was parked directly in front of the dorm. If he were any closer, he'd already be in the wood-paneled lobby. He'd finally bought something new in the couple of days since he dropped me off at school, so I didn't recognize the exact model, but Fitz always got the same kind of car. Classy, not at all flashy, but expensive enough for people who knew cars to stop and take notice. I was not one of those people, so as I climbed into the passenger seat, I only mentioned, "This car has fewer cup holders than the last one."
"Hello to you too."
Fitz's car may have changed, but he never did. Tall and dark-haired, people usually managed to guess that we were siblings at first glance, with our shared sharp features and hazel eyes. The main difference was the constant look of disappointment glued to my big brother's face whenever he was around me.
"It's good to see you."
"Same. Why did they take away some of the cup holders?" I drummed my fingers on the armrest, which was definitely heated. A nice touch, a classy consolation now that he'd moved back to freezing upstate New York to babysit me. "Where are you supposed to put your drinks?"
"There are still two cup holders in the front seat, which only holds two passengers."
Fitz sighed as he pulled out of the driveway of my dorm, turning to head off campus. I was allowed to have guests in the dining hall, and the entire staff at Pemberley would fall to their knees in praise if Fitz showed up for breakfast. Ever since he'd graduated the year before last, it was all I'd ever heard from everyone. "How's Fitz? Where's Fitz? Such a shame. I heard he had to transfer. He must be happy to be closer to you." Which was exactly why I'd never let him join me there.
"Why would you need more than two cup holders?"
"You're telling me you don't foresee a single circumstance in which a person might want more than one drink?" As we passed through the gates of Pemberley, I let myself exhale. Those gates, with their cast iron finishes and literal spikes on top, felt like my personal Iron Maiden these days. Ever since the incident. But if I was being honest, before that, too. "Picture it with me, big brother. You're driving cross-country. Epic road trip. Grand Canyon, probably."
"It would be a better use of both time and money to fly."
"Okay, but you didn't." It was as good a distraction as any, to banter the way we used to. To pretend for a few minutes that the incident hadn't irreversibly ruined us. That the last 6 months of our lives hadn't been garbage. I flicked at the lock on my door, up and down, until Fitz activated the child locks and I was forced to stop. "You're driving, it's late, you need some caffeine, but it's also about a million degrees because you're in the desert, and our pale Yankee bodies aren't suited for those kinds of conditions."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?